Connor Gibson from Squadron One. I'm a biology major. I was born in Dayton, Ohio, and then when I was about two, we moved to LA Air Force Base in California, to Peterson. 2 years in Anderson Air Force Base, Guam, MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa, Florida. My dad actually graduated from here in 88, but he always made a point of not pushing me, and he really didn't even tell them much about like freshman year. And so I was kind of shocked a little bit. Wasn't exactly sure what I was getting myself into, but you know, in hindsight, it was awesome. So I definitely had times where I was less happy here. I'd say probably the after Thanksgiving of my freshman year, coming back, I was pretty down. When I came back for spring semester, I was like, you know, I'm tired of getting pushed around by the academy. I'm gonna accept the challenge and just push myself to excel. I'm serving a bigger purpose. I have a greater goal. And sometimes you gotta go through those little things that might seem meaningless or difficult, or, you know, endure those hardships to get to your big goal. This semester, I'm training officer. I've gotta get up with the 4 degrees for minutes. So I'll probably get up at about 6:20, check my email, get my uniform ready and everything, make sure it looks sharp before I got in front of the freshmen. We test them on knowledge, maybe do a little bit of PT in the morning, you know, get them woken up. I have classes till fifth period both days. I normally have my bio classes in the morning, it seems. I have a general physiology class this semester, which is focused on like the chemistry and physics of cell physiology. And also taking a microbiology course, which is like very lab intensive. I also get to take an elective class this semester, so I'm taking an art class, which is kind of cool. Normally I try to go down to the gym, workout. On some days I have like a Bible study I'll go to after that. But people come into your room and you chat for a little while and then they take off. So yeah, do homework until taps. Basically, we're there to develop the fourth class. Prepare them to be upperclassmen, and also just prepare them for like the military life in general. And we do this through a variety of ways, whether it be like room inspections or training sessions. Things like that are supposed to make them mentally tough. It's important that in that first year they, you know, establish those habits that they're going to practice for the rest of their lives. Every year you kind of find one kid at least that reminds you of yourself in some way. You know, you just have a heart to heart with them one day and you realize that they're, you know, in the same place you were your freshman year. You know, they're struggling with school and they're feeling kind of overwhelmed. You know what worked for you when you were a freshman. And when you find those kids that, you know, are going through the same thing you were, you can really reach out to them and help them. I'm gonna be a logistics officer. I was asking my dad, I'm like, how many people did you have your lieutenant supervising? And he's like, you know, sometimes almost 100 people. When you go into your first assignment, make sure you find that you know, senior enlisted personnel. Let them take you under their wing because you're not going to know anything. I've got to make sure I'm taking care of my people and developing them. The academy teaches you the big picture life skills that we're going to need to be successful outside of here. You know, the basic like leadership skills that are going to make us successful, make us good leaders, and also the work ethic and the discipline that, you know, even if people don't stay in for a full 20 years or longer, if they get out after 5 years, they can carry on that work ethic and discipline and be successful no matter what they do.